This podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
What's up, everybody? It's another episode of the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast. I'm Dom Savino. The spring sports season is ramping up on the banks, and today we head out to the Raritan River to meet one of those nationally ranked spring teams. It's Rutgers Rowing. The Scarlet Knights exit the preseason as the number 8 team in the country. They're on the heels of quite likely the best season the program has ever had. Last year, Rutgers finished 3rd at Big Tens and 7th at NCAA championships, both those the highest finishes in team history. And there are several All-American rowers back this year, so Rutgers again has its sights set on winning some championships. So to get into all that, we're joined by the guy who has overseen this program's rise to national prominence. It's the 5th-year head coach, Justin Price. Well, we are excited about this rowing season. How does the team look right now?
Oh, they look good. We're doing a really nice job, and it's been a fun year so far. We've got a lot of depth and great group with great energy, from our youngest athletes to our most experienced and everywhere in between. I think we're doing a really nice job of just trying to build momentum. And so it's been a lot of fun, and we're making some good progress.
Well, you come into this 2022 season coming off of one of the top seasons in program history. What is the attitude like around the team? What do you want to do this year to try to build off of all the successes last year and in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of enthusiasm, and that's been consistently growing. And like I said, we're trying to build momentum. And so there's very much a sense of that. And it continues to just grow slowly but surely. People just really enjoying the process, excited for the season to come. I think that there's really a sense of excitement, and we've been training hard, and the season is almost here, so everybody's ready.
We've got a lot to talk about for this year, but I want to be a bit retrospective because you can't overlook what you were able to accomplish last year as a group. The highest ever finish at NCAAs, the highest ever finish at Big Tens, the highest ever national ranking for this program. How did you guys do it?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it starts with, we just have tremendous leadership and support in our athletic department. And it was a hard year for everybody. Obviously, this pandemic has been challenging in a number of ways for everybody involved. And, I want to start with just a huge thanks to everybody at our university and our leadership and in the athletic department and Pat Hobbs and everybody in the Big Ten. We were able to be really, really safe and have access to testing. And, as a member of the Big Ten, our athletes were tested 7 days a week last spring, which enabled us to do what we needed to do in training, to be able to be on campus, to be together, to travel, to do things safely. So that's where it started, and so we were really just thankful to be back together after losing the spring 2020 season. And so that was the first thing, and wouldn't have been possible without that. And then from there, I think everybody in the program through challenging year and challenging circumstances just did a great job of focusing on one day at a time, one thing at a time, enjoying being back together. And it was really productive. And then obviously once we got to compete again, we continue to build momentum as we have in the previous years. And that's what we talk about. We're focused on our improvement relative to ourselves and making sure we continue growing. And so getting into some of those races and having our best ever finish at the Big Tens and more medals than we had had before at the Big Ten championships. And then obviously finishing in the top 10 in the country at the NCAA championships and getting our varsity 8 into the final to finish 5th overall. I mean, those things were all a lot of fun and, great accomplishments, but really just signs of great training and preparation from everybody all year long is what made that possible.
And I want to touch on the varsity 8 boat, but before we do that, give folks listening some context for what a varsity 8 or a varsity 4 boat is.
Yeah, absolutely. So in NCAA racing at the NCAA championships, the top 22 teams in the country are able to bring 2 varsity 8s and a varsity 4. So there's in those 2 8s and a 4, 20 rowers and 3 coxswains. And the way the point scoring works is the varsity 8 is worth the most points. So that's where the athletes that make that boat go the fastest will sit in the varsity 8. And again, that's worth the most points. And then the second varsity 8, which would be the next 8 rowers and the next coxswain, score the next most points. And then the varsity 4 would be the next 4 rowers and the next coxswain. So again, that's 20 rowers and 3 coxswains, and sort of determines how the point scoring is. And so it's a a good opportunity to really have a team championship. Not only is it a team sport in the sense of everybody's in the boat together, and you can't just have one superstar that gets it done or scores more points than somebody else. You need all nine people in the eight and all five in the four, but you need all three boats, you know, and that's really important. So the NCAAs, we have two eights and a four, but what we love is at the Big Ten championships, we have seven boats that score points. And that's the biggest conference championship in the country in terms of the most athletes scoring points at the conference championship. So we have 51 athletes that race and score points at the Big Ten championship. And so it's really critical that we have a lot of depth. So that's sort of the different boatings. And so it's all eights and fours in terms of the racing that we do. And each event is just sort of which scores more points.
And so with that in mind, I look back at last year's top varsity eight boat. So you've got eight rowers and a coxswain, sort of the in-boat coach that's doing some of the work that you can't do out on the water. You've got four All-Americans from that boat, plus the Big Ten Freshman of the Year back. What impact does that make?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, anytime we have athletes that have been experienced back with the program, that have experience in training, that have experience in racing is very, very valuable. I already mentioned we talk about improving quite a bit within our program. And so athletes that have been through it for a number of years, they're better. They're better for it. And that helps other people learn from them. It helps other people raise the standard. And one of the things I love about our group is, we learn from each other. We work together. I think people see what somebody else does and what somebody else accomplishes, and they get inspired by that. And there's a level of ambition within the group to match that or to exceed it. And then that makes everybody better. So that sense of sort of internal learning and internal competition, everybody appreciates, everybody enjoys, and it really has made our team better every year.
And a couple of veterans in that boat, Louisa Neerschulte, Femke Paulus, Olivia Maxton, they were all All-Americans. You had a freshman named All-American, Emily Mahaffey. You also have, of course, Big Ten Freshman of the Year, Hannah Heideveld. When you see that blend of veteran leadership and some new athletes coming in and making an impact initially, what does that signal to you as a coach?
Yeah, I think what it shows is that we have a lot of strength across the program. We have a lot of depth. And again, we have freshmen that can contribute in their first year. We have seniors that are really leading the way and showing them how it's done and everything in between. And I think that's really important. And it's the kind of team we want to be. You know, we don't just want to have a team that has one strong class here or there. We don't want to ever be in a situation where we're having to rebuild. You know, we are building momentum, we're building for this season, we're building for the future. We're always building in every area. And so I think that's what you see when you see freshmen, seniors and sophomores, juniors, everybody, hopefully in all boats, so that we're really strong across the board.
So last year was a great year for Rutgers rowing, but again, a new year, you enter it ranked as the number eight team in the country. What has the goal setting been like for this group in the preseason? What are the goals this year?
Yeah, great question. You know, obviously, you know, we have a competitive group, an ambitious group. You know, we want to compete for Big Ten championships. And again, we want to be one of the top teams in the country every year. But in terms of our goals, we keep it pretty internal and we focus on Rutgers. You know, we're worried about Rutgers. We're worried about what we're doing. And, you know, we certainly have goals and ambitions, but they're all based on us, you know, and we want to have our own standards and be able to evaluate that every day. It's not based on how we do relative to our competition that determines our success. We want to have in some ways higher and separate standards than what we might notice relative to our competition and out there on the race course. And so it's about getting better. It's about making sure we have the right attitude, the right mentality, the right approach, and that we're doing the right things on a daily basis. That's the fun of it. That's the joy of training every single day as a team, is we just focus on that. And then when we get to go out and measure ourselves against our peers and our opponents from other universities, there's nothing more fun than that.
You know, it's remarkable too, to see where this program has risen in the last couple of years. Again, you're a top 10 preseason ranking, because I look at where it was at when you took over in 2018. Rutgers had finished dead last at Big Tens for three straight years. And now you're coming off of a third place finish at Big Tens and a top eight finish at NCAAs. how has this happened? And I'm sure it's not in one night. I know coaches say that doesn't happen in one day, but how have you been able to do this? How has this group been able to do this?
Yeah, well, it's about the people. I think we have the right people in the program, number one. You know, without that, none of the success is possible. And so we have the right people in the and on the team and in the program. That was true when I got here, and we've just done the right things, that we've done the right work, we've done the right purposeful training and development every single day. And I think that we've been very, very productive, and we've taken the right people and helped them. You know, I think our coaching staff's done a great job with helping put people in a position to use their strengths, because we have a lot of great athletes and great people in the program. We just want to help them grow, improve, and bring their strengths to the fore to help make each other better. And yeah, that's what it's been about. And you know, the team has grown. We've really been able to, as I've talked about, build more depth. And so the size of the team has grown quite a bit. And that's really helped us not only improve our overall speed and standards, but it's helped the depth and make sure that we're good across the board in all seven boats at the Big Ten Championship.
You mentioned bringing in a whole bunch of athletes. And I think too about how all the success in the last couple of years has affected recruiting for your group. And we've talked about it in the last couple of years about how growing teams recruit and stuff like that. But how has it impacted recruiting? I mean, how is the sell different now than it was a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Well, you know, at first, you know, there were no results. You know, the first year that I was here, you know, you mentioned what the Big Ten standings were before I got here. And so what we talked about at that point in recruiting was a lot of the same things. But, you know, we said, here's what we think can happen. You know, here's what we're planning to do. Here's what we think is possible. Here's how we're going to do it. But hadn't been done yet, you know? So maybe some of the people that were looking at us in recruiting maybe didn't know that we were going to be the competitive team that we are now. And whereas now the proof is in the pudding and it's pretty clear. You know, I think that the high school students that we're recruiting can look at the rankings. They can see the results at the Big Ten Championship. They can see the NCAA Championship. And I think that speaks for itself. You know, then they're not taking anybody's word for it. They can just look at the results. And so, you know, obviously, that speaks to competitive people that want to be part of a championship team that can compete for championships and be really tough to beat, which is what we want to do. And, you know, if we continue making progress, I think we have the opportunity to be pretty competitive.
Rutgers has been already pretty darn competitive, I would say, too. You know, it's funny. I look at your roster, 50 plus athletes, and it's very international. I mean, you have plenty of New Jersey and local rowers, but you also have rowers from across the globe. How do you approach recruiting? I mean, where do you find folks? Who are you looking for when you go about that?
Yeah, well, I think building our team is fun. You know, no matter where we're recruiting or, you know, who we're talking to, you know, we're interested in that individual in terms of what their talents are, their skills, their personality, their mindsets, what they would bring to our team to help us become better. And we want to make sure we connect with them and that they connect with us. And so, you know, certainly having some international athletes on a team, I think it's just a lot of fun for everybody. I think it's a great opportunity and experience for them to come to the United States and come to Rutgers and be part of our team and part of our program and part of this great campus and university community. And so I think that level of, you know, diversity of experiences and backgrounds is just valuable for everybody in this experience. And the same for the athletes that we have from all over New Jersey and from all over the United States. And that's what's great. That's what I love about our team is that people come from all over. And ultimately we just want the right kind of people, that can do the right stuff, that do the right work every day. And I think the team really, really enjoys and appreciates everybody and, you know, no matter where they're from.
Well, we're counting down to the start of a new Rutgers rowing season. It all starts with the first Invitational. March 27th, you'll be in Cherry Hill for the Doc Hosey Invitational. Another big one on the regular season slate. You'll trek to Princeton. You'll race Princeton and the defending national champs in Texas in late April. How do some of those regular season competitions set this team up for Big Tens and NCAAs the next month?
Yeah, well, you know, it's important. I think it's important to race some really good competition. And, you know, we have a lot of really good teams on our schedule this this spring. So it'll be a really fun, really good challenge. Every opportunity we have to compete, we will see some nationally ranked opponents from a number of different conferences. And so when we put together our schedule, we want to make sure that, again, we're seeing the kind of teams that will represent the speed that we will see both at the Big Ten Championship and the NCAA Championship. And we certainly have that and then some on our schedule this spring. And, you know, I know the athletes are excited about it and they want to race against the best teams in the country. And we're certainly excited about it. So there's going to be some good ones and, you know, we're getting ready for it right now.
I mean, you're going to be in Princeton. You're going to be in Cherry Hill. How can Rutgers fans come watch or come check out a competition?
Yeah, we would love to have anybody and everybody come out and see us. You know, one of the things that we're really, really fortunate is to be in the state of New Jersey, where there's some of the best rowing venues in the country. So Lake Mercer is 30 minutes away, Princeton 30 minutes down the road, and then just over an hour south in Cherry Hill at the Cooper River. These are some of the best venues for college racing, and you're going to see some top 10 teams at any one of these races that we have here. And so whether it's the Doc Hosey Invitational on March 27th down in Cherry Hill, or it's the Princeton Texas Rutgers race in April, again, there's going to be top 10, top 20 teams in the country, and just some of the best collegiate rowers in the country. You know, I think that you'll see some future Olympians, some future national team members. Again, just some all Americans, some of the best athletes, you know, in the sport of rowing. So, you know, we're really, really lucky to have these great venues and have people that want to come to New Jersey to race us here. So we'd definitely encourage anybody to come out and cheer us on and be on the banks cheering Rutgers on any one of those races.
You know, it's worth mentioning too, that for the first time in a couple of seasons, your program had a sort of normal fall slate of competitions to get geared up for this spring. What did you see? And to ask a double barrel question, what impact does a fall slate have on a team?
Yeah, well, that was one of the challenges that we had last year, was that we were not able to compete in the fall, and we just competed in the spring for the first time. And the fall competition for us is very much just about building our team. It's very early in the year, and you know, building the depth. And that's what we saw this spring, was that the depth, I think, really shined through and was really our strong suit. And it's the best it's been since I've been here. And so hopefully we can continue to carry that through and make that our strength through the spring. But that's what we saw. And so the ability to compete at the Princeton Chase, and you know, we had a couple scrimmages with Columbia and Temple. Those were all really valuable training opportunities, good for our younger athletes to get the opportunity to represent Rutgers in a competitive setting for the first time in their first semester, for the freshmen especially. So it was good. And I was really, really impressed with sort of the foundation that our team laid in the fall.
You know, I want to wrap up with this, Justin, because one of the coolest things to witness about this program's rise in the last couple of years has been the increase in popularity with Rutgers fans. I mean, whether it's when you are carving up things at Big Tens and NCAAs, or a video on TikTok of one of your rowers' grandmothers going nuts watching a postseason race. I mean, it's been really cool to see. What has that been like from your perspective as the head coach of the program?
Oh, it's a ton of fun. You know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, the thing that we love is, and it's what's been so exciting, is just contributing to the sense of Rutgers pride and, you know, in Rutgers Nation. And, you know, we've obviously had a lot of success across our athletic department, and it's been so awesome to see and fun to watch, and to watch field hockey and women's soccer, you know, Big Ten champions and women's soccer getting to compete in the Final Four and one of the top teams in the country. I mean, we love that. We want to contribute to that. That's what we're here to do, you know. And, you know, we talk about sort of our role with our team is, number one, we want to make sure we're producing great students, great student athletes, people that crush it in the classroom, and the right kind of people that are going to crush it in their lives. And the other thing we want to do is make sure that, again, we can have a program, the kind of team that everybody associated with the university can be really, really proud of. And while there's so much great stuff going on with Rutgers athletics right now, we want to make sure we can add something to it and get everybody really, really excited about it. And especially a sport that they may not have followed too much before. We want to make sure we give everybody a reason to sort of take notice and cheer us on as we go.
Have you experienced a little bit of that as well, hearing from more fans or seeing some more of the traffic on social media, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. I think, you know, every year that I've been here, people have taken notice of what's happened as we go through the season. And it's very, very clear that people are really, really excited. Anytime we have success, I make sure I share that with our team, you know, as we go through the season, the emails, you know, the social media sort of connections and people reaching out. You know, it's really, really awesome to see. And I always want to make sure our athletes understand that they are having an impact and that people are taking notice of a job well done. And so really, really proud of everybody on our team and what we've done so far, but really excited for what's to come.
All right. A lot of rowers back from last year's massive season, the best ever finish at NCAAs. Justin, what's your message to Rutgers fans about this group this year?
Well, we got a great group that's working really, really hard. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can every step of the way to keep growing, keep getting better, and make sure we make everybody proud with everything that we do within our program. So keep your eye on us, cheer us on, and looking forward to making everybody proud this spring.
Another big year coming for Rutgers rowing, and great to spend some time chatting with the head coach, Justin Price. Justin, best of luck this season. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Dom. Appreciate it.
Alrighty. Thanks again, Justin. We will see his Rutgers rowing team on the water for the first time this Sunday, March 27th. They'll compete at the Doc Hosey Invitational down in Cherry Hill. Big Tens and NCAAs are in May, so keep an eye on this team as it builds towards those championship meets. And the weather is heating up. It's not dark outside at 5 o'clock anymore. Spring sports are here on the banks. We hope to see you at some games or meets this season. But until next time, I'm Dom Savino. Thanks for listening to the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast.